8:30 a.m. and the moment panic struck on a New York City subway train. Confusion turning to sheer nightmare as it became clear shots were being fired in the middle of a morning commute. At the next station, terrified passengers poured out of the carriages, some obviously struggling with wounds.
I was on 36th Street. I'm going to school. And the train conductor told everyone to get on the train. And I didn't know what happened. It was a scary moment. And then at 25th Street, we're all told to get off. There was people screaming for medical assistance. It was just a scary moment.
Amid the stampede, it appears a suspect managed to escape. Late Tuesday, police released this picture of 62-year-old Frank James. Police say he's a person of interest and are asking for the public's help trying to find him. A rented van in his name was found abandoned near the crime scene.
We are endeavoring to locate him to determine his connection to the subway shooting, if any. The two crime scenes, the subway and the van, are very active and are still being processed. We are asking for anyone's help with information, cell phone video, witness information.
These pictures posted to Twitter show the carnage he left behind. The attack happened at the 36th Street station in Brooklyn's Sunset Park, leaving neighbors in shock.
It was like 9 or so, and you know, we saw commotion, we saw cop cars pulling up, so we were concerned we were going to go outside and check what was going on.
At an evening press conference, police said the shooter fired 33 times. A 9mm semi-automatic handgun was found at the scene. The search for the shooter has expanded to include the FBI.
At this time, we still do not know the suspect's motivation. Clearly, this individual boarded the train and was intent on violence. We are conducting a highly coordinated investigation that includes NYPD detectives, the FBI NYPD Joint Terrorism Task Force, and the ATF, who have been instrumental in tracing the firearm and ballistics. The suspect is a dark-skinned male and was wearing a neon orange vest and a gray-colored sweatshirt. We do have a person of interest in this investigation, but we need the public's assistance with additional information.
The attack comes as many New Yorkers are increasingly concerned about rising crime in the subway system. Eric Adams, the city's new mayor, has only been on the job for a little over 3 months. He's a former NYPD police officer himself, and he's made fighting violent crime on the subway system one of his key initiatives. New York Governor Kathy Hochul said crime needs to stop.
We say no more. No more mass shootings. No more disrupting lives. No more creating heartbreak for people just trying to live their lives as normal New Yorkers. It has to end, and it ends now.
Some of the injured were taken to a local hospital. None of their injuries appear to be life-threatening. A small silver lining on a day likely to shatter faith in the safety of the subway for some time to come. Gabriel Elizondo, Al Jazeera, Brooklyn, New York.